Welcome to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's podcast for innovative entrepreneurs and executives. And brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP Chartered Accountants. Here is your host, Robert Gold.
Once again, from high atop the Business Cast Podcast Center, Toronto, live and in the morning, we're way off to the west. I can see Blubber Bay, British Columbia. I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. And this podcast is produced in partnership with Profit Magazine and ProfitGuide.com. Kira Lescu is with us. Kira is the president and founder of Kira Lescu Productions. Kira, welcome to the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you very much.
I'm really curious. Your website at kiralescu.com says, be present, be productive, be powerful, mindfulness for business and life. Why don't you, Kira, tell us about yourself and how you came to found Kira Lescu Productions?
Awesome. Well, first of all, I've been an entrepreneur. I hate to count, but it's, I think, well over 20 years now. And this is actually my fifth business. My background is both in manufacturing and in yoga and meditation. So this business is a little bit of a combination of both. And how I came to this is I just really recognized that there were so many skills that I had learned through mindfulness and meditation that were really sore points that people had in the workplace. And there were some very specific problems that could be solved, not through sitting and meditating, but through learning some of the skills that I had learned through that and applying them to everyday life for people. And I just really saw a need both in my own staff and in my last business and just in the people I met when I had meetings with people, the skills in a lot of ways were lacking. And I just really felt that I could make a contribution that way to do better business.
K-I-R-A-L-E-S-K-E-W, KiraLescu.com. I really want to focus on your unique interest in the subject of concentration or the lack of it, and concentration,
yes,
the effect on productivity and business success. All right, let's focus in on that. Why is concentration of a concern to you?
First of all, if you do a Google search, there's 55 million searches per year on I can't concentrate. That's an awful lot of searches. But also, I actually have a background in quality, and I have a background in manufacturing. And one of the first things I learned early on in my business career, that if you trace back quality problems, a very, very high percentage of the time, it's well over 90%, it goes back to someone didn't do something, and almost always the reasons are they couldn't concentrate, they weren't concentrating, or they got interrupted, or they had competing priorities and they could only pay attention to one thing. And then in my last business, I actually saw things getting worse instead of better. And the science actually bears this out. And I had one very, very potent example. One of my top factory people, my supervisor, came into my office, and we had the highest sales backlog that we had ever had in the history of the company. And he said, I need to send people home. I don't have orders to process. And I went and I talked to my sales team, and they couldn't tell me what was wrong. And I went to my business partner, and he couldn't tell me what was wrong. So what I've been trained in quality is go and watch the process and see what's happening. And I realized that they weren't focusing on their work. I mean, they were getting interrupted, yes, but they were also interrupting themselves. And that was the first time, I mean, I had really visually seen what this problem looked like. And they had literally lost the ability through being interrupted all the time to actually sit down and get work done. And it was to the point where I was going to be sending staff home while at the same time I had orders and missing deadlines for customers. So, I mean, it was a huge business issue.
Let me interrupt you for a second. I have to ask you this. How do people interrupt themselves? What were those factors?
First of all, and the science bears this out, about 3/4 of the interruptions that people have in the workplace, they interrupt themselves. And it's because a couple things are happening. First of all, we are so used to being stimulated through things happening in our life, through technology, through having open door policies where there are no gatekeepers on terms of who can get your attention. We actually go into a fight or flight response, and we're constantly checking our environment. Is everything okay? Is everything okay? Is everything okay? And we literally can't sit and do what's in front of us because we're waiting to get interrupted again. And we've lost the capacity to actually sit down and get something done, even if we want to. and even if we're capable of doing it. That's what happened to my sales rep. So we had to do a number of strategies for him, and we put them in place from some of my other sales reps as well. And they were absolutely flabbergasted by the results that they got and how much better they felt just by putting some simple things in place.
So how does it work that people sit there and they wait to be interrupted? They expect to be interrupted. They're not productive, so they wait to be interrupted. How does that work?
Will start working on a task, and then because your mind isn't used to focusing, it'll think of something else, and then you'll go to that other thing. So that other thing might be, I'm working on a sales proposal for a customer. There was that other email. So you actually go and start looking in your email, and then you find five other emails, and then half an hour later, you realize that you haven't worked on the proposal that you were supposed to work on. Or someone will walk into your office and ask you a question. You get involved in that discussion, and then you go and interrupt somebody else in their work. So it's this little kind of chain that happens. You start to think of things. You're interrupting yourself first, intellectually, in your mind, usually. But instead of saying, I don't need to do that right now and getting back onto task, because you're not used to it and you've lost the ability to do that, you start following these things and you don't actually get anything done.
You referred to email a couple of times. Before email, let's go back a decade, was it phone calls that were the leading distraction?
Yeah, phone calls, and I think open door policy, which I totally agree that we need to have great communication in our organizations and people have to feel like they can bring things forward. Also, that was the initiation of allowing interruptions because people could have access to you at any time. So it didn't matter what you were working on. Someone had permission to come in and get your attention.
Well, this can't be getting better. It must be getting worse.
I just saw recent studies, and I know about 5 years ago, the average person got interrupted every 11 minutes in the workplace. The most recent study I saw is every 5.5 minutes.
And I can see
it. The average person takes 23 minutes to get focused and concentrate.
Some of the larger firms downtown, I'm thinking of Deloitte in particular, large CA firm, large consulting firm, new office space, they've done away with all the walls. It's all cubes no matter where you are. It compounds it even more so.
It does, because you literally have no place where you can go and work.
So other than email and people knocking on your door or bending over the cube, what other leading factors contribute to this issue?
Well, I think we get ourselves, if you want to get into some of the biology behind it, you get yourself into a state where you start interrupting yourself. But it become a way of life for people. I had an incident the other day where I had a problem with my computer, and I called whoever I needed to call for help for this new program that I had installed, and the customer service person didn't have the capacity to concentrate to solve the problem.
How did you experience that?
Well, I was explaining to them, and they were just getting frustrated with me, and they didn't want to do it anymore. And they just said, I'll call back. And I'm like, but my problem's not solved yet. And they're like, I can't do anything about that. And they were getting really irritated with me. And this was about 5 minutes into the call. So it's not like I'd been there for an hour or something. I'd be interested to see whoever's doing quality control on those calls, what they had to say about it. But I could tell listening to it that they just didn't want to focus on it anymore.
Clearly, every entity, every organization, every entrepreneurial endeavor has this issue based on what you're saying and talking about the science and the research. So what are the top three things that our business leaders and our entrepreneurs can do to help their teams and their organizations overcome these distractions?
I think there's a few things. First of all, there are structural things within the workplace that are really going to help. The second thing is skills. And in terms of doing structural things in the workplace, I'm just going to share an example that I did with my sales reps. I actually gave them each a minimum 30 minutes a day where they could work uninterrupted. And the first time I did that, my one sales rep comment to me is, I just got over 3 hours work done in 30 minutes, and I can go home and have dinner with my family tonight instead of staying here late to work to get caught up. And then also the work was better quality. So that's one thing. And it seems like a really small thing, but it's actually a humongous thing because it does a couple things. First of all, it actually gives people the time and space to do what they need to do and to do it well, which everyone wants to do a good job, right? And then the second thing is that it takes less time to do the same thing, because instead of working at 20%, you can actually get up to working at 100% of your capacity. The other thing I think is absolutely crucial is for the leader to even recognize the problems, the leader needs to develop the ability to focus and concentrate themselves. And I think that that's one of the absolute essentials, and it's got to be a given in solving this problem, is that leaders have to themselves have the skill and the ability and the understanding to recognize. The reason why I was able to solve that problem and my business partner wasn't is because he was used to being interrupted all day long and I wasn't. So he wasn't able to recognize and solve the problem because to him it was just normal. And to me it was like, no, this is a huge problem and we can fix this. And everyone benefited from it. So the leader has to learn what that feels like. And it's like any other skill. If you want to get in shape, you need to start small and you need to progress and build up. And then you build your concentration muscles. You get better at it.
So what are some of the techniques to getting better at it? Most of our listeners across the country are the business owners. What techniques do they need to put into place for themselves first?
Well, I think that key is setting up 30 minutes where you absolutely do not get interrupted unless it's a huge emergency or if you know that there's something that's essential that's going to happen. Having that time every day, it allows you to get a baseline so you can understand what this is. The second thing is literally doing a training program. And one thing I did with my sales reps that worked for them and for some of the other people in my company that were having a lot of trouble is that you don't actually know when you've gone off track and when you've lost concentration. So you need to have a tool that will alert you to the fact of what am I doing right now. So what I find works really well is setting a timer. I say start with 10 minutes. And then turn the timer on and then go about doing whatever you're doing. And when the timer goes off, ask yourself, am I doing what I had started out to do? And a lot of the time, the answer is actually going to be no. But then you have an awareness like, oh my goodness, I just had 10 minutes. You know, I wasn't working on what I was supposed to. So maybe cut it back 5 minutes. But if you're at that 10 minutes, then just say, oh, okay, what was working? How did this work? And you know, maybe set another 5 minutes or another 10 minutes. Most people should be able to go 45 to 60 minutes working on the same thing without breaking concentration. But that's going to take time and training to get there. It might take up to a year of building up a few minutes at a time.
I think that's an exceptional exercise. I would strongly encourage people to do it. And I can see myself where, as you say, set the timer for 20 minutes. I don't think 20 minutes goes by that unless I'm deep into thought, editing, or writing a letter that I do 20 minutes of anything at any one time.
Yep. It's a great exercise. It's really easy, you know, especially with my sales rep. He saw what he could get done in 30 minutes. There's huge payback.
So given your background and you're a serial entrepreneur, you're a member of EO Entrepreneurs Organization Toronto Chapter, a great group with very focused and passionate business people and business owners. Have you got any other thoughts on building more creative and productive businesses, regardless of the size or stage of growth? You've done this a while. Let's see what you think about that.
Yeah, this is really interesting because, I mean, without getting into a whole lot of brain chemistry, when we actually are focused, when we're both relaxed and focused at the same time, that is when our brains are most able to produce creative results. That's when we're able to do innovative thinking. So I ask you, when was the last time you had a really innovative thought? For most people, it's they were in the shower or they were waiting in line for something. They were out for a run. They were doing exercise. So allowing and creating space in our life where we can be relaxed and focused at the same time, that's when the big money ideas come. Those when you can see a pattern that's happening in your industry or a problem that's been going on in your organization where the insight comes and you just see the solution all at once. And there's a lot of science around why and how that happens in our brains.
I can certainly tell you that the entrepreneurs that I know and the experiences I've had, relaxed and focused, that is the time when you're absolutely right. The innovative, the big ideas come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has been really refreshing. And there's so many insights that you have that I want to follow up with you down the road and go a little further into this. But give us one more big thought, Kira. I know you have it.
A lot of people think that things have to be a certain way because it has been that way. And it can seem strange or maybe a little bit overwhelming or even a little bit uncomfortable to try and do things differently. But that's how new businesses are born. That's how new industries are born. And that's where the growth really comes. So if doing some of these things, it might seem really uncomfortable at first. I know it did for me in my first manufacturing company. I got used to being interrupted all the time and I'd be like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Just persist with it. You'll just be so amazed at the results that can happen. And it doesn't have to be hard. It can be a lot of fun and be really easy.
Well, I can't wait to put that timer on myself. Kira Lescu, president and founder, Kira Lescu Productions, KiraLescu.com. Check it out. Take a look at her audio and her newsletter, and I think you will be well impressed. Kira, thanks for being a guest on the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you so much for having me.
And until next time, I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Benegold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. If you want to see how we remain relaxed and focused, check us out at benegold.ca. You can find other great episodes of the Profit Business Cast at profitguide.com. See you next time in the morning, everyone, and good night, Blubber Bay, British Columbia.
You've been listening to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's business podcast, and brought to you by Benegold LLP, Chartered Accountants. From acceleration to succession, strategy to tax planning, there's a lot more through the door at benegold.ca.